It's a weird feeling to fly on an airplane that is nearly as old as my grandpa. The 1929 Ford Tri-Motor plane is 84 years old to be exact, but from the way it shines, it could pass for something newer. This vintage airplane is making its way through the eastern part of South Dakota, and anyone can take a 20-minute ride. I caught up with the plane in Yankton. When I arrived, pilot Ashley Messenger was briefing passengers on the runway about the flight. He began with safety awareness that's similar to any pre-flight training.
Seat belts have to be fastened during the whole flight. They are the airline-style seat belt, flat metal end into large metal buckle to release, lift up on the buckle top. There's a fire extinguisher located behind the co-pilot's seat that actually works. The one we have hanging on the back door doesn't because it's a decorative piece. There's a life vest under each seat in case we go down in the river, which I am not planning to do, I'll tell you that.
Once the briefing was over, we boarded the aircraft. The seats resembled a comfy chair that would have been seen at a 1950s Leave It to Beaver table, except bolted to the floor. The orange seats depict colors that were popular back in the day. The plane has 9 seats with 4 on the left side and 5 on the right. The plane was a lot louder than I expected, and very bumpy. Once up in the air at a cruising speed of 85 miles per hour, you can start to feel a warm breeze. This is the air from outside because on this aircraft, the pilot rides with his windows open. These are planes with no air conditioning and also no heater for the cold months. This is because the plane is not pressurized and we only flew at about 1,400 feet.
Pulling a little bit of a U-turn. Now I can see the town of Yankton on my left. See the tops of the water towers, the top of the church. Flying over the farms. Definitely a very cool experience.
This plane ride was 20 minutes long, but the experience and memories are something anyone can take with them for a lifetime. Captain Messenger says anyone can experience the flight for just $75, and this is actually pretty cheap to what it used to cost in the 1930s.
The coast-to-coast fare was $1,700, which translates to about $14,000 today. Fares in between smaller destinations, closer cities like up and down the East Coast, would run anywhere from $10 to $25 to $50, depending on the length of the flight.
He says coast-to-coast flights would also take a long time because of the cruise speed the plane had.
The airplane would stop every 2 or 3 hours because that's its fuel range, but they would fly all day, and sometimes a day of flying would be 8 or 9 hours of actual in-the-air time over a 12 or 14-hour day. You had to be tough in those days.
The next stop for the plane was Mitchell. Mayor Ken Tracy decided to take a ride on the plane. Tracy got the lucky co-pilot seat. He says the ride gives him a new appreciation for the city of Mitchell.
Well, this is tremendous. As I just mentioned, it gives you an appreciation for the beauty of the city when you see it from that perspective. Of course, it's nice when we've had the rain and everything is nice and green, but quite an experience to fly in a plane older than myself. So glad that we have an opportunity for something like this in Mitchell.
Mayor Tracy says he would do it again if he could because he'd like to see and observe more after a second trip over his city.
It took a very short distance of the runway to get off the ground, and before we knew it, we were up in the air, and smooth flight. It's a little loud, but I had earphones on. They allowed me to sit in the co-pilot seat, which was a nice experience. So I had the front row seat and able to see and talk to the pilot, so yeah, it was a very rewarding experience.
There was one man aboard the flight who was actually older than the 84-year-old plane. Donald Headley is a resident from the rural area of White Lake who is 100 years old. Headley rode on a 1929 Ford Tri-Motor at the World's Fair in Chicago back in 1933. Headley says this was a dream come true because it brought back memories from 80 years ago.
It was so nice that I kind of forget, but one thing I remember about this flight, I remember about the first time, it was so noisy inside. And that's the first thing I noticed about when they opened the engines up. It was so noisy. But otherwise, it was a beautiful flight. I liked it.
Headley says he was a mechanic in the military as well, so he did a lot of work with planes. He says avionics are something he has been interested in his whole life.
Well, I was thinking, wouldn't it be fun for me to fly one of these?
At 100 years old, his mind is still good and his sense of humor is plentiful. Captain Ashley Messenger says these are the types of people who can be touched by the volunteers of the Experimental Aircraft Association. He says he hopes to touch young generations and older like Donald Headley with the 1929 Ford Tri-Motor plane experience. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I am Nate Weck.